It's time for California Ag Today on the Ag Information Network. I am Haley Shipp. Equine herpes virus, or EHV, is getting some renewed attention after cases linked to major horse events in other regions. And with California's busy horse world, veterinarians say it's a good time to revisit the basics. So we're breaking it down using the five W's of journalism. Who is impacted? Well, anyone who owns, trains, hauls, or competes with horses. California's active circuits and racetracks mean a lot of mixing and higher risk overall. What should you watch for? Well, fever, nasal discharge, cough, or a horse that just seems off. In some serious cases, neurologic signs like stumbling or weakness can appear. Isolate any horse with symptoms and call a veterinarian. When should owners act? As soon as something looks wrong, early action helps to limit spread. Where does it matter most? Boarding barns, showgrounds, racetracks, clinics, and shared trailers. And why the concern? Well, EHV does spread easily, sometimes before signs appear, and good monitoring and barn biosecurity can prevent bigger problems. It's an issue we're going to stay on top of. I know you all are going to do the same. For reliable updates, you are encouraged to visit equinediseasecc.org. That's the website for the Equine Disease Communications Center. This is California Ag Today on the Ag Information Network. Find more agricultural news at aginfo.net.